Chapter 31. Nath grabbed an orc by the backs of its arms and slung it into two others. A lizard man popped up on his right, swinging a heavy iron blade. Nath caught the blade with his fingers and yanked it free of the lizard man's grip. Its snake eyes widened, watching Nath slowly bend the blade in half like a piece of cheese.
If I can do that to Steel, imagine what I can do to you,
Nath said, frowning. The lizard man looked left, then right. No one else was around. It backed away toward Jordak's bridge, turned, and ran.
And the smartest shall survive,
Nath said, scanning the area. He'd been fighting for minutes, and it showed. The soldiers of Barnabas were heaps on the ground. Some groaned, others crawled. Many were still like stones. He didn't care. He'd had enough of them tormenting his friends. Nath jogged over to the barracks and camp of the soldiers of Barnabas and made a quick inspection. He checked all the small buildings and tents. No sign of his friends. He nodded.
Good.
He took a deep breath.
And goodbye.
He exhaled fire from his lungs. Instantly, the camp of Barnabas caught fire. Flames roared all around. The entire camp would be cinders within the hour. Nath pumped his fist and sprinted down the road.
My friends better be fine.
Foot and horse prints were plentiful and fresh in the mud. As best as Nath could tell, the soldiers didn't have too much of a head start. He lengthened his stride and ran near the pace of a galloping horse, ignoring the nasty itch in his side.
That should be better by now.
He buried it in the back of his mind. He had friends to help. As he ran, he scanned the soft green edges of grass along the road.
Maybe they doubled back.
He and Brenmar had done that often in their days of roaming Nelsimbor alone together. It was effective in losing pursuers if you were smart and quick about it. One clawed foot after another, he splashed over the mud and slowed. He noticed the impression of Brenwar's boot along the edge. A thrill went through him.
He's alive. That means they're probably all alive.
The soldiers were numerous, however, 24 and heavily armed, clearly pursuing. Nath wondered if his friends might split up and divide the forces. There was no sign of that, and it made him wary.
What is Brenmar doing?
He picked up the pace. Ahead, the sun began to peek over the meadows. Wildflowers in bright colors popped out among the grasses. The winds whistled in his ears as he ran. Something troubled him inside. A nagging feeling in his neck. A tightening between his shoulders. He glanced toward the sky. Far away, a small flock of black birds circled like vultures. They dipped and dove in the sky. Nath ran harder. It was difficult to see what kind of birds they were in the bright sunlight. A half mile further up the road, he could see the long necks and great wingspans.
Those aren't birds. Those are dragons.
He went into a sprint. One dove out of sight, followed by another, leaving one alone to keep watch from above.
They're attacking!